Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. We got our good buddy Robert Levin back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Rob is a good friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's an entrepreneur extraordinaire. He's a publisher of the New York Enterprise Report. That's his business. And it's been an interesting time. He's going to talk to us about that just a little bit later on. But let's get him in here. I got a couple other questions I want to ask him first. Rob, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be back.
Happy spring.
You know, it wasn't supposed to happen, but it actually started snowing about an hour ago.
Are you serious? In New York City?
Yeah.
How about that?
I think it's going to stop in about half an hour or so. But it's still coming down.
You're snowing on my spring parade here, Rob.
Not me.
Hey, Rob, you're out there. You've got your ear to the ground and your finger on the pulse of the marketplace. You're there in the throbbing metropolis of New York City. Not quite as it's not quite hitting on all eight cylinders up there like it used to be, but and it's kind of a little bit wounded. The market is up there, but what are you seeing? If you had to make an observation about a trend in attitudes, a trend in optimism, on the optimism scale, are the light at the end of the tunnel scale? What are you seeing out there?
Over the past two or three weeks, and I'm not the only one who's observed this, I've seen that people. Nobody thinks the economy is going to get better anytime soon, and I think, if anything, there's a lot of concern about the effects of the stimulus plan in a year, 2 years out, and inflation, things like that. But I the people I'm speaking with seem to have relegated all of the talk about the economy as like white noise in the background. I don't know if you know Gail Keston. She writes for the Be Mighty Business blog. She just blogged about this, and I'm seeing the same thing. I think people are starting to the news is the news. It's not getting any better, notwithstanding a nice little blip we're having in the stock market. But people are starting to say, you know what, it is what it is, and let's just move on. And we're speaking with advertisers who are saying, you know what, I got to do something here, because I can't just sit back and wallow.
Well, I think up until recently meaning maybe the last 30 to 60 days or so, for a few months there, it was not unlike after 9/11. We were just kind of waiting for the next attack. You know, is something else going to happen? Is there another time bomb out there that hasn't gone off yet? And I think a lot of people were covering up, waiting on that. And I think, consequently, a lot of people, especially a lot of big companies, overreacted, Rob. I think a lot of people overreacted, which was a natural tendency for people to do. And now, as you kind of alluded a minute ago, I think people are saying, okay, I don't like where we are, but it is what it is. I don't think it's going to get a lot worse. At least it doesn't, that we can't see how it will. And life goes on, doesn't it, Rob? I mean, we still have to feed our families. We still have to make our house payments. We still have to, go to work. Life goes on, right?
You know, I think about two different groups of stories that I've heard over the past few weeks. And I met a couple of people last night at a networking event, and they both basically said, you know what, I think I'm going to make the same kind of money I made last year, but I'm working a lot harder.
Everybody who's been on the show in the last 4 months has said exactly what you just got through saying.
Well, now there's a few people, and this is a minority of people. I'm thinking about one friend in particular who happens to also be in the publishing business. He said, I was projecting to be down for the year about 20%, and it looks like I'm going to be down about 30%. And instead of keeping, you know, instead of pushing that rock, that boulder up the mountain, he said, you know what I'm doing? I'm not going to keep pushing. I'm going to. He's out of Manhattan. He's in New Jersey, and he said, you know what? I'm going to focus on buying this office building I've been talking about, and I'm going to focus on rebuilding my website. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was a really interesting way. He's just going to roll with it.
He's not going to fight. He's going to roll with it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And I found that to be really interesting too.
Well, I'm seeing a little bit of a glimmer of a little ray of sunshine out there, not just because it's the first day of spring, but I'm seeing a little bit out there, and I really do believe that it's, at least from a corporate standpoint, because as most folks know, most of my business comes from corporate partners. But I'm seeing that people are not so reactionary maybe as they were, and maybe we're just going to have to settle into what we've got here and deal with it. Hold on to that
exactly.
thought. We're going to be right back with Rob Levin, ladies and gentlemen. His magazine is called The New York Enterprise Report. 22. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.